Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA's Parker Solar Probe beams home its first detailed update after a record-breaking sun flyby. Second, NASA gears up for a close encounter with asteroid Apophis in 2029. Third, we look ahead to the most significant space missions planned for 2025. Fourth, Space Fund predicts the top trends and events in the space industry for the new year. Fifth, we preview the captivating meteor showers, eclipses, and supermoons you can expect in 2025. Lastly, astronauts engage in conversations with NASA leaders on upcoming missions. On New Year's Day, NASA's Parker Solar Probe added to the festive cheer by sending home its first detailed update after making the closest ever approach to the sun. On January 1st, Mission Control at Johns Hopkins University's Applied Physics Laboratory in Maryland began receiving telemetry data. This data confirms that Parker's systems and science instruments are healthy and operating normally after the historic rendezvous with our star. Michael Buckley, a spokesperson at Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory, which oversees the Parker Solar Probe mission, shared that everything is looking good with the spacecraft systems and instrument operations. This remarkable spacecraft successfully carried out its programmed commands and collected valuable data about the sun as it swooped to within 3.8 million miles of its surface, the closest a spacecraft has ever gotten to our star. On December 26th, the Parker Solar Probe signaled to Earth that it survived its record-breaking flyby of the sun on December 24th. The new transmissions received on January 1st provide more details, confirming that the spacecraft collected data during the flyby. The probe is expected to beam home its collected science data later this month, once its most powerful onboard antenna is better aligned with Earth for higher rate transmissions. Joe Westlake, the director of the Heliophysics Division at NASA headquarters, described this as an amazing accomplishment, noting that the data will offer fresh insights into a place humanity has never been before. Scientists hope this data will help decode long-standing mysteries about the sun, such as why its outer atmosphere, the corona, gets hundreds of times hotter the farther it stretches from the sun's surface. The spacecraft is scheduled for two more flybys in 2025 at approximately the same speed and distance from the sun, on March 22nd and June 19th. These upcoming encounters promise to deliver even more groundbreaking data to further our understanding of the sun. NASA is gearing up for a significant astronomical event as asteroid Apophis is set to make a close encounter with Earth in 2029. Apophis, named after the Egyptian god of chaos, is a 1,100-foot-wide space rock that will pass within 19,000 miles of our planet, a distance closer than many of our satellites. This event is capturing the attention of scientists and space enthusiasts worldwide. The space agency is currently preparing a mission to study Apophis as it approaches. This mission will involve detailed observations and data collection to better understand the asteroid's characteristics and trajectory. Understanding Apophis is crucial, not just for scientific knowledge, but also for planetary defense strategies, as it provides a unique opportunity to study a near-Earth object up close. NASA's Planetary Defense Coordination Office is collaborating with international space agencies to ensure comprehensive monitoring of Apophis. The coordination includes using ground-based telescopes and radar imaging to track its path accurately. These efforts are vital to refine our predictions about the asteroid's future orbits and assess any potential threat it might pose in the coming decades. The close approach of Apophis in 2029 will serve as a live test of NASA's planetary defense capabilities. Scientists will use this opportunity to test new technologies and strategies for tracking and potentially deflecting asteroids should such a need arise in the future. While Apophis is not expected to collide with Earth during its 2029 flyby, this event is a reminder of the importance of continued vigilance and preparedness in monitoring near-Earth objects. The data gathered from this close encounter will be invaluable for future asteroid tracking and defense missions. In 2025, the world is set to witness a flurry of ambitious space missions. From lunar expeditions to asteroid rendezvous, this year promises significant advancements in space exploration. Several robotic landers are scheduled to launch to the moon, while China and India aim to achieve new milestones in their space programs. Later this month, a SpaceX rocket will launch two missions to the lunar surface. The first mission features the Blue Ghost Lander, developed by Firefly Aerospace, which will spend approximately 2 weeks collecting science data on the moon. This mission is part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative. The second mission involves a Japanese moon lander and a tiny rover, developed by ISPACE, that will embark on a longer journey to the moon's far north. The Blue Ghost mission aims to touch down in Mare Crisium, believed to be the site of an ancient asteroid impact. It will carry 10 NASA science and technology experiments. Meanwhile, the Japanese rover and lander will target Mare Frigoris, with a planned landing several months after their launch. Intuitive Machines, another Texas-based company, plans to send its next-generation lander to the moon's south pole. This mission will include a drill to extract lunar soil and a robot capable of hopping to nearby craters to conduct science experiments. Intuitive Machines' previous mission marked the first American landing on the moon in over 50 years. NASA is also set to launch the SpheriX mission in late February. This space observatory will map the entire sky in optical and near-infrared light, observing over 100 million stars in the Milky Way and more than 450 million galaxies. The mission aims to uncover insights into galaxy formation and the universe's origins. Two NASA astronauts, Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, are expected to return home in March after being stranded on the International Space Station due to issues with their Boeing spacecraft. They will return alongside two other crew members in a SpaceX capsule, marking the end of their 9-month stay in space. India is advancing its human spaceflight program, with astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla scheduled to travel to the International Space Station on a mission operated by Axiom Space. This mission will also feature crew members from Poland and Hungary and is expected to launch in the spring. Additionally, the startup VAST plans to launch a commercial space station, Haven 1, later this year. This station will initially operate independently, but aims to connect to a larger module in the future, hosting astronauts for missions up to 30 days. In China, the Tianwen-2 mission is set to launch this spring, aiming to collect samples from the near-Earth asteroid Kamo-Oa-Lewa. The mission plans to return these samples to Earth by 2026 and will later journey to a comet, marking a significant achievement for China's space agency. As we step into 2025, the space industry is poised for an exhilarating year, with Space Fund predicting a flurry of activity and innovation. The industry is gaining momentum like never before, driven by technological advancements, increased government space budgets, and a changing regulatory landscape. These factors are expected to accelerate growth throughout the year. One of the most anticipated events is the orbital flights of SpaceX's Starship, which could include an on-orbit fuel transfer demonstration between two Starship vehicles. SpaceX plans to conduct up to 20 Starship launches this year, potentially carrying customer payloads to orbit before the year ends. The company is also expected to increase the frequency of Falcon launches to meet the growing demand for Starlink services and other commercial and government customers. Another key highlight is the upcoming launch of Blue Origin's New Glenn, slated for no earlier than January 6th. This will mark the beginning of a series of test launches for this heavy-lift vehicle. Additionally, Ariane Space's Ariane 6 is expected to have up to 5 launches, while Avio's Vega C rocket plans to fly 4 times in 2025. With over 20 entities targeting maiden launches, this year could see more new launch vehicles attempting to reach orbit than ever before. On the global stage, commercial space activity is expanding rapidly. We anticipate more countries joining the industry this year, establishing new national and state-level space programs, and fostering startup space companies. This growth is further fueled by favorable economic conditions, leading to more space company exits and subsequent reinvestment in the sector. The launch industry, although capturing significant media attention, represents less than 10% of the global space market. Space Fund's focus remains on space infrastructure, including satellite components and space stations, which are crucial for sustaining long-term industry growth. With 183 launch companies in various development stages, the competition is fierce, but the potential for innovation is immense. 2025 is shaping up to be an exciting year for astronomy enthusiasts, with a series of celestial events that promise to dazzle stargazers around the world. Kicking off the year, the Earth will reach its perihelion on January 4th, marking the closest point in its orbit to the Sun. At this time, the Earth will be approximately 147.1 million kilometers from the Sun, offering a unique opportunity to observe the Sun appearing slightly larger in the sky. In May, the Eta Aquarii meteor shower will light up the sky, providing a spectacular display for those in the southern hemisphere. This annual event occurs as the Earth passes through the debris left by Halley's Comet. The best time to catch this meteor shower will be in the early morning hours before sunrise on May 6th, offering a breathtaking view of bright meteors streaking across the eastern sky. December will bring the highly anticipated Gemini meteor shower, which is expected to be even more impressive than last year's display. This meteor shower peaks between December 13th and 14th, and unlike in 2024, it will not coincide with a bright full moon, making it easier to observe the meteors in all their glory. For those in Australia, a total lunar eclipse will be visible on September 8th, offering a chance to witness a blood moon as the Earth's shadow completely covers the moon. This eclipse will be visible across various parts of the world, including Europe, Asia, Africa, and New Zealand, marking a significant event for eclipse chasers. Later in the year, there will be three opportunities to observe supermoons, occurring on September 7th, October 8th, and November 4th. These supermoons will appear larger and brighter in the night sky as they coincide with the moon's closest approach to Earth, known as perigee. Each supermoon is traditionally named, with September's being the harvest moon, October's the hunter's moon, and November's the diva moon. Astronomers and sky watchers should also keep an eye out for aurorae, as the sun remains in its solar maximum phase throughout 2025. This increased solar activity heightens the chances of witnessing the aurora australis, particularly around the equinoxes in March and September. While it may not reach the intensity seen in 2024, the possibility of catching a glimpse of these vibrant displays remains high. In a highly anticipated event, astronauts are set to engage in a live conversation with NASA leaders on January 8th. This interactive session will be broadcast on YouTube, providing a rare opportunity for the public to gain insights into the latest developments in human spaceflight and NASA's future missions. The live discussion will feature astronauts currently on the International Space Station, sharing their experiences and discussing the challenges and triumphs of living and working in space. Joining them will be key NASA officials who will provide updates on the agency's ongoing and upcoming projects, including the Artemis Lunar Program and advancements in space technology. This event is part of NASA's ongoing efforts to engage with the public and inspire the next generation of space explorers. By showcasing the human element of space missions, NASA aims to highlight the dedication and resilience of astronauts who push the boundaries of what is possible in space exploration. For those unable to watch the live broadcast, the session will be recorded and available for later viewing on NASA's YouTube channel. This ensures that everyone interested in the future of space exploration can access the valuable insights shared during the conversation. As we gear up for this exciting event, it's a reminder of the importance of collaboration and communication in advancing our understanding of space. We look forward to hearing from the astronauts and NASA leaders as they discuss their vision for the future of human spaceflight. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.